The following is a point of view program. Opinions expressed are those of the participants.
North Dakota. The national perception seems to be lots of fields, not many people. At least, it used to be. Since it started in 2006, this latest oil boom brought enough jobs to North Dakota to give the state the lowest unemployment rate in the nation at 2.8%. There are a few out there standing their ground as strong women of the Bakken. One such woman is Charlotte Hodenfield. She is 80 years old and has lived through several oil booms.
It doesn't bother me too much. I just feel badly that I no longer know people. I knew everybody. And now you go to graduation when the kids marched in. Man, some of them I never seen. A lot of really good friends have moved away.
For my last interview, it's with a woman who defines what it really means to be a strong woman of the Bakken. She runs a man camp.
My name is Naomi Thomas, and I'm the Vice President of Operations and Manage Capital Lodge in Tioga, North Dakota. Unfortunately, we did have a couple situations here that you could call pretty bad, but it's just like me being a mama, you either abide by my rules or you get out. Being a woman, what an opportunity, because no other place has a woman as general manager. Christmas time, I kissed a man goodbye and he started crying. I said, "Why are you crying? Did I hurt you?" And he said, "I've been divorced for 25 years and a woman's not kissed me in 25 years. What drives me is that one kiss or that one hug. Women today, we've got to use our heart in the right way and not think with it another way. Nobody in this world owes us anything."
My name is Madeline Beck, and you've been listening to a special Women of the Bakken edition of In Other Words.